And welcome to Winning Without College, the podcast that helps you get ahead in business and in life, all without a college degree. My name is Stuart, your host, your coach, and fellow college dropout. In this podcast, I give you actionable steps you can take right now in your career to set yourself up for rapid career advancement, entrepreneurial success, and achieving an above average lifestyle. Today, we're going to talk about why people are going to let you down and why you let yourself down too. Now, I've experienced a lot of things, okay, as a corporate marketing executive, as a self-employed business entrepreneur. And this is really where it becomes the most challenging is when you are working for yourself, when you have your own side hustle, when you have your own business. There's so many times where I was like, someone needs to do this, someone needs to do that. Unfortunately, in situations like that, when you're a solopreneur or you're doing a side hustle or you have your own job, that someone is you. Like, you're going to have to do this. You're going to have to say, I want this bad enough that I'm going to get out there and I'm going to do it myself. Nobody can want your business to succeed more than you. Your dreams, your goal, your success, nobody is going to walk up and just give it to you. You're going to need to make your own success. You can't be a victim. Now, success is a tricky subject, and it's even a more challenging goal. Have you ever, like, woke up and look at your life and realize that you're in the exact same spot today as you were last year? Maybe it's your birthday and you're reflecting on your accomplishments and you're talking about another year around the sun. But what does that mean? Have you actually achieved more? Are you in a better position today than you were last year? There's this thing that sneaks up on all of us, and it's a C word, complacency. We get complacent. We get lazy. We're okay all of a sudden with the status quo. And what's even worse is sometimes we expect others to help lift us up and get us to where we need to be. We expect others to help us become successful. But guess what? They're not going to do it. They can't get you something more than what you want yourself. Let me give you an example. I was a volunteer for a few years for a nonprofit organization. We work with homeless teenagers that were mostly kicked out of their house or they left because their home life wasn't good. Maybe they were beaten by their parents or they were part of the LGBT community and their parents were not okay with that. So they felt like they left. We work with kids in Newport Beach and Orange County, California, up in that area. And these kids were coming in from all over the country. So a lot of them had nothing except for a shirt on their back, maybe their backpack. And they did everything they could to get to Southern California, to get to LA, to get out to this area where they felt like they would find some acceptance. So they hitched trains, they hitchhiked, they got buses, they did whatever they could do to get enough money to get themselves out there. And so we found these kids and we took them in. So a lot of times, the first thing they need is, obviously, they need a job and they need a place to stay. But you can't get any of that without a driver's license, ID, social security card. You know, you need something along those lines. But a lot of these kids, they just ran out of the home because they just figured they were, there was actually one person who I remember talking to, and I asked why they left the house. They said, if I'm sleeping under a bridge, yes, there's a chance I'll get the crap beat out of me. But if I stay at home, I know for sure I'll get the crap beat out of me. And stuff like that is just heartbreaking when you hear. Anyways, they chose to take their life and saying, I am better than this. I am going to make a difference. I'm going to make a change. And so they busted out of there to go and find a life on their own. Now, here's the situation. When they get to us, they don't have any ID. They don't have a social security card. And you need that to be able to rent an apartment, to be able to get a job. You need those kinds of identification. So what we would do first and foremost is we would work with them to try and get this. But we can't do it all for them because this is their identity, not ours. So we can help them get the paperwork. We can help them fill it out. We can tell them where to go. We can give them the money that they need to be able to go do it. But it's ultimately up to that kid to want it bad enough to where they will take a bus, maybe an hour or two, to go to the whatever center where they, the office where they need to be able to do it. That's on them. We can't hold their hands the entire way. They're going to have to want it bad enough to do all that work. We can give the resources, we can give the information, we can help them do everything, but we can't do it for them. And that's exactly what I'm talking about here. We have to do things for ourselves. We have to want it more than anybody else. Nobody's going to help us get us through it. Only we are the ones, only you can make your life better. So here's the thing. I can record all the podcasts I want. I can give you all the motivational quotes. I can give you all the information, the background, everything that you need to be able to be successful. But it's what you do and you take this information and how do you apply it to your real life? Are you just going to sit there and go, yeah, that sounds good. That sounds good. Hopefully one day I'll be able to do it. Or are you going to say, you know what? I'm going to take this seriously. I'm going to take what Stuart is saying. I'm going to write this down and I'm going to live it. He says that we need to take action and we need to take life into our own hands. I'm going to do that. How am I going to start? Well, let's look at that. How do you start? One of them is making that commitment to yourself, making that promise to saying, I'm going to do this. Nobody else is going to help me change my life but me. I'm going to take the bull by the horns. I'm going to take life by the you know what, and I'm going to make it my, I don't know, all of a sudden, I don't know why all of a sudden the podcast started getting into all these things, but really that's what it's about. It's about getting out there and saying, I want this, not for them, not for my family. I want this for me. I'm doing this for myself because I know that I am a lot more than what I have received so far. Just like these kids, I know I want this for the kids. I know that they need this. I know that they're not going to accomplish anything unless they have the basics, unless they have the fundamentals. But unless they want it for themselves, there's not much I can do. I'm just going to be sitting here spinning my wheels and they're going to be off doing the partying thing. So why am I helping them when they're not even helping each other? So here's the thing. If they're not ready, then why am I going to waste my time, my energy with somebody who's not going to appreciate the work? So I would do what I could do. And then if they weren't ready, if they weren't willing to do their part, then I wasn't able to help them. I'd rather spend my time where I know I'm making those positive career advancements. I'm making a difference in somebody else's life. So I want to ask you, what are you doing right now that's making a difference in your life? Or are people just trying to help you and you're just going like, nah, I don't want to. Or even worse, someday I'll do that. Someday I'll make that happen. Someday I'll get that to do. That doesn't work at all. Like that's not going to help you get to your goals. We all want to be successful in our careers and we all want that fancy car and that big house and nice clothes. But unless we put the work in that's necessary, just wishing won't make it so. And hoping won't make it so. This is the real world. And sometimes we need to step up and recognize that nobody's going to help us, so we have to help ourselves. We have to have the determination, that self-discipline, and that work ethic ourselves to get out there and get things done, not for others, but for ourselves. And most importantly, we have to stop kicking the can down the road. And what does that look like? Have you ever heard these thoughts where you go, oh, I'll get to my resume next month. I'm too busy right now. Or I'll research that side hustle when I have more time. Or the next time I talk to my friend or my neighbor about that thing, I'll bring it up. You know, those are all passive actions where you're just kicking the can down the road. But ultimately, you never do. A day goes by, a month, a year goes by, and you just go, oh, I never got back to that thing. I never got a chance to ask them about that side hustle. I never got a chance to ask them about that job. I never got back to updating my resume. No wonder I'm stuck in the same job and the same job and the same job. I keep kicking my life down the road and nothing's going to change because of that. So to win today, it's your goals. It's your vision. It's your success. You have to stop relying on everybody else or anybody else to provide it for you. What are you going to do today and tomorrow to say, I am going to do this? Well, first, you have to make that conscious decision. Now is the time. Now is the time that we're going to make this work. Now is the time that we're going to bring all this together and I'm going to change my life. Now is a time that I refuse to let another year go by without making a change for the better. Now is a time to say, not another year is going to go by while I stay in this dead-end job. Not another year is going to go by when I don't take on that side hustle. Not another year is going to go by where I don't make my life better. You have to make that conscious choice. Then, and only then, are you going to be able to start building up that momentum to get forward. You have to take your life, your responsibility seriously. And I know it's hard to do because we all think sometimes, oh, I'm fine. Everything's okay. Nothing is broken. You know, we as people, a lot of times are reactive and we think about, oh, I'll do it when my back is up against a wall, then I'll react. People convince themselves that they work better under pressure or they work better under stress. But when you're under pressure and when you're under stress, it's because you have lack of options. You have no time left. When you go, oh, I have to pay my rent and I don't have a job and I only have 3 days. Yeah, your back is up against the wall and you're acting because you have to. But your quality of your output is not going to be good. You're acting for survival. You don't want to be acting just because you have no other options. So now is the time that you need to start doing this when you do have options. When you have a lot of options, you can be a lot pickier and you won't have that stress hanging over your life either. So I encourage you to start today. Just make that decision to say, yes, I am marking today as my first day of the next chapter of my life. Thanks for listening to this episode of Winning Without College. If you like what you hear, please rate us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It really helps get the show out to more people. And it's a big blessing to me and the team that works on this show, Winning Without College, How to Get Ahead in Business and in Life. My name is Stuart. Thanks for listening, and we will see you in the next episode.